most people call them garden fences, platting fences.
Uh-huh.
Plat them in. You just wouldn't use no nails on them or nothing. You just put, you'd have a piece across there, and then a piece in the middle, and a piece down to the bottom. Put three pieces there.
Uh-huh.
And then you done have it sticking up there, and you bring it down there, and then you bend it, and you cat down there. It's just the same as nailing. You don't put no nails in. Just plat them in. Just plat them in.
I imagine they were pretty.
They was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
People have made panty fences, what you call garden fences. They made them up that high up like that. They know nothing could get in.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have them like that now. I ain't seen one, and I couldn't tell the day been. But I know them. I tell them to them the other day. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make me a garden fence. I said, make it the old time. I said, and pack my things, you know, so then nothing can get in my garden.
Well, now, what were some other kinds of fences that people used?
Rail fence. They take and split the rails. And when they split the rails, you know, they'd make them, you know, just lay one this side, and then you cat this away, and you just like that. Just like that, and bend them.
So they do like this at the corners?
That's right. That's how they make them. Just like that.
And now, did these have any straight up and down posts?
No, we didn't have no posts, nothing. Just have it like that, and just cat right on round, and just bring it on back round, and that way tell you to get big as you want it.
Uh huh.
That's what's called rail fence. Yeah. All right, all right. All right, Bill. All
righty. Now, let's see. Can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
I can't think of them now. That's the last fence. Okay. The real fence, yes, fence. Because you know, a lot of times you used to split rails, you know, and it'd be lighted rails.
Yeah.
They have them one left. And some people, when you ain't got no wood, they go by there and take them rail off and come home and cut them off.
Oh my gosh.
I laugh and say, people have to buy wood now because there ain't no rail fence on the catted rail. If they're good, they catted rail and cut them up.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something?
In a low place like?
Mm-hmm.
Call it a bottom.
Okay, fine.
Yes, man, that's what they call like in the fields, when it's places, you know, in the field, and it's one place is low and the other, well, you call that the bottom.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, what a duck.
That's okay.
Did I hurt you?
I don't think so. Let's see now. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Yeah, you mean like the highway?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah, highway, and then it's, now these roads here, you call these little country roads here.
Okay.
Need to turn off and go.
Do you have a particular word for a paved road with a black surface?
Have a black surface in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, would you just call it a highway?
Just call it a highway right on. Because some of them, you know, the highway has a black, you know, that's a straight, you mean a straight line in it like that?
No, I mean, it's just a black color. You know, some highways are light colored,
oh,
some
yeah,
of them
so,
are black.
And some are black, sure.
And I wondered if you had different words for the white, the light one and the...
You all call them just a highway.
Okay.
Yes,
what do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
You call it sidewalk, that's all.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
That's a ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
A worthless dog? No, it's no good dog.
Okay.